Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We're being heard literally all over the world. More than 100 million listeners, can you imagine? More than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We take great joy in presenting to you the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Roots International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. The man whom God has chosen such a time as this to lead the world into billions of praise nightly, right here on the Blog Talk Radio. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Hello.
God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. This is your Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, and welcome to the Blog Talk tonight. I hope you can hear me tonight. Can anyone respond? Can you hear me tonight?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we hear you.
God bless you and to all of you who are on the Blog Talk tonight. My God. Time passes so quickly, and I'm just so grateful that the Lord allowed me to be alive so that we can do this blog to him and lead millions of people all around the world into giving him praise and worship. We do honor the Lord tonight, and thank you. I didn't hear it, but I know Ambassador Dr. Judy Hagen, I want to thank you so very, very much. All of you who are on the line tonight, I want to just tell you, the Lord is listening. The word cannot be a lie. And the word says God inhabits the praises of his people. And he's inhabiting your praises tonight as you would just praise him. We've come to thank the Lord 1,000 times. This is the new awakening. It is a spiritual shift away from the give me approach, the give me, give me, give me, Lord, give me this, Lord, give me that approach to God, to the thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you approach. And we believe on this blog line that the more you thank him, the more he will bless you. And that before you call, Isaiah 65:24, before you call, he will answer. And while you yet speak, God will hear you. Amen. We could just start thanking him right now, and he would do miracles because he does that just through your praise. My old pastor, Dr. S.B. Mitchell, before he passed, went on to be with the Lord. He used to say, a little praise can get you to heaven. And I will take you to heaven, he would say. But a whole lot of praise will bring heaven to you. I have decided that I want heaven to come to me. And therefore, I know some people say, well, if I thank him one time, if I thank him from my heart, that ought to be enough. That should suffice. I'm not of that school there. My school is different. The Holy Ghost school had me to thank him 1,000 times, and the Holy Ghost was not angry. In fact, the Holy Ghost rejoiced because I had taken time on that plane. I was coming back from, I believe, Florida, back to Texas. And I said, Lord, you've been so good to me. I had done a series of concerts. Most of you know I played the saxophone. And I had done a series of concerts. And God had been so good to me And I said, Lord, you've been so good. If I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times, not realizing that that would be possible. Never heard of it before in my life. Never sought to do that in my life. But I let my seat back and tried to go to sleep. And while I was trying to go to sleep, the Holy Spirit woke me up and said, why don't you? Oh, my God. And I said, why don't I what? Lord, I don't know. What is it? And he said, why don't you? In other words, he was saying, I heard you say, God has been so good to you, you thank him 1,000 times. He said, why don't you thank him 1,000 times? And I didn't know how to do that. I really didn't. But I knew I was on that plane, and I was the only Afro-American on that plane. And I didn't want to think I was crazy, so I took out my handkerchief out of my pocket, and I had a pair of handkerchief with me, and it was white, and I unfolded the handkerchief, and just like a person who was coughing into a handkerchief, I put it over my mouth, and basically covering up my whole mouth and part of my nose. And I turned my head to the window. I guess the Lord must have known exactly. In fact, I know he knew exactly where I would be sitting because I was close to the engine. And my God, I began to, the engine would cover anything, you know. I began to thank him from the depths of my heart. Thank you, Lord, I thank you. Yeah. My God. I just kept on thanking. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And before I knew it, the Holy Ghost had taken over. And I thanked him 100 times. And I began to thank him another 100. And then another 100. And before I knew it, I was up to 800 times with no problem at all. And I realized that my mother was right. She's gone on to be with the Lord just a couple of months ago. But she told me, son, the more you're thinking, the more he'll bless you. And she was right. I began to thank him, and the more he began to bless my soul. I couldn't take it. I got up out of my seat. I was about to go berserk on that plane. The Holy Spirit was touching my heart, my mind, my soul, my body, just touching me. And I wanted to shout. I knew those folks didn't know anything about shouting, most of them, perhaps. And I don't want to alarm them, but I had to holler. See, this thing can get so, so great in you that it will make you holler. And it will make you run many times. There ain't nothing behind you making you run. Yeah, and make you shout. Do the holy shout, holy dance. And just thinking of his goodness will make you do it. And so I started to walk toward the bathroom back there on that plane. I looked back there, saw the bathroom. I said, let me get back here. If I can get back here, I can shout maybe, thank you, Jesus. I still had this handkerchief over my mouth, walking down the aisle of the plane saying, thank you. Thank you, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I didn't know anything about doing this. I had never heard of anybody, so I didn't have an example. Just as when I started playing the saxophone, I didn't really have any examples to show me how to really blow gospel music from my heart, from my mind, from my soul. I never heard of anybody playing it from their soul and their mind. I've heard of people blowing it, you know, with a lot of riffs and runs, but making your horn talk, I never heard of it, but the Holy Ghost had me doing that. Going back to that plane, on my way to the plane, on my way to the restroom, I just kept that handkerchief over my mouth saying, thank you, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, and I finally got to that restroom and got inside and began to shout, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you. From my heart, from my soul, from my mind. And when I start thanking him out of my heart, soul, and mind in that restroom, because I've been doing it all the time from my heart, soul, and mind, but I was able to verbalize it loudly. I just felt like shouting in this room. And it became a little humorous for a while because I know the hostesses, when I passed by them in first class, I saw them, and I knew they were not far from the restroom. I figured they could hear me. I didn't know what they would be thinking, me thanking God loud like that, but I didn't care. I just began to think out loud, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus." And, oh, my God, I thanked him at least 1,000 times or more that day. And then a few days later, I had a request before the Lord for a miracle, and it fell in line. It just happened just like that. God gave me a miracle just for honoring him. So you can follow, y'all have an option. I mean, you can let people tell you that's silly, thanking God 1,000 times. If it's only me, I'm going to do what God called me to do. And if there's nobody else on the prayer line, grant you, you will have one, thanking him 1,000 times. I will get all the blessings if y'all want me to have them. In fact, he spoke to me today and told me something so phenomenal, so spectacular. I can't even tell y'all about it. But you have an option. You can say, well, I thanked him from my heart one time. That ought to be enough. Or you can thank him with me just 1,000 times more and see what God does for you. Yeah, I guarantee you, if you keep on thanking him, don't give up. Amen. Day by day by day by day, you're going to come into your due season. And let us be not weary in well-doing, for in due season, oh my God, you shall reap. What are you going to reap? You're going to reap all of these nights of thanking God 1,000 times. I don't know what kind of blessing that's going to bring you. But I guarantee you, I don't know what kind of crown it's going to bring you. But I guarantee you, I don't know what kind of miracle it's going to bring you. But I guarantee you, when God gives you, rewarding you for your praise, oh my God, oh my God, when your due season finally comes, oh, I hear a prophecy. He says, and the Lord, I'm going to start with you first. The world shall see your due season. Somebody write that down. God says the world shall see. The world, God said, shall see my due season. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Let me tell you something. Y'all, some of y'all are going through a storm. Some of you are in a storm right now. You haven't told me nothing. But I feel it because I'm in one myself. I don't know what God's going to do, but I'll tell you, it's going to be something wonderful, something spectacular. Here's my hand. I want us to join hands tonight. I want to take you with me. Amen. I want you to be a part of my due season. And if you don't mind, I'd like to be a part of your due season. God's going to do something spectacular. Oh, thank you. Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Lord. I don't know when, but it's coming. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. Thank you, Lord. You've been good. You've been good. You've been good. I hear this verse. You brought us out. Yeah. Heard it first of all, saying, you brought me out. Yeah, Lord. You brought me out. Oh, Lord. You brought me out. You brought me out. You brought me out. Then he said, sing it for y'all. Brought us out. You brought us out. Oh, God, you brought us out. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You brought us out. You brought us out. I feel like praying for you now. I know you got prayer requests, but not now. I'm going to pray for everybody. Heavenly Father, the greatest privilege of my life. You know I'm bound before kings and queens and presidents and of nations and everything else. God, just as I told the president of Kenya, actually not the president of Kenya, but told the people who were under that president when they said, "Won't you three able to play for him?" You heard me when I told them no, I was honored but not thrilled. And they said, "Why?" And I said, "Because I always remember that I'm loath for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The greatest honor of my life is to come before you, the creator of all things. Lord, I love you. God, I love you. Thank you for the privilege of just saying thank you. So many people can't talk. I walked in this room tonight. Thank you for the privilege of walking. So many people cannot walk. Thank you, as I see now, even with my eyes closed, I can see. Thank you. And my ears are open, I can hear. Thank you for being so good. I'm asking you, well, I'm reminded of your word. You said, if I abide in you and your words abide in me, I can ask for what I will. And you said, it shall be done unto me. God, I'm asking you to look on these people tonight, everyone who has a prayer request. I want you to obey me to the letter now. What I'm doing is ask God to do something. Hold your right hand up. Thank you, Lord. God, you see every right hand. And I'm asking you, if for every right hand that's up, And to lift the anointing. This anointing that I feel now from you. Fall on every one of them. Close your eyes, everybody. The anointing of the Holy Ghost be upon you. And in the spirit realm, the oil of the anointing be upon you. Anybody who's having a problem with sickness, Lord, heal them now, I ask. In the name of Jesus, that's my request of you. And may I add to it, anybody who is facing a problem with their child, I heard him say it, with your child, maybe grandchild, and maybe child. I'm asking you to fix it, Lord. Fix it. You know how, you know when, you know who, you know where. Fix it for them. I feel a heaviness on somebody. Still, it's better, but it's still there. God, I pray that you lift that heaviness, the heavy burden, lift it and lighten that heavy load. God, fix it, Paul. Fix it, fix it, fix it. Fix it, fix it, fix it. There have been some things that have hurt you so badly. In fact, I'm talking to some people on this phone. All your life, you have been misunderstood. Seemed like nobody understood you. Many times your mother didn't understand you, and your father sure didn't when he was there. But God says, lay your head on his shoulder because he understands you. He made you, and he made you like you are, and he understands you. You're going to get better, though. You're going to get better. He's fixing some things for you. Thank you, Lord. Lifting burdens. Thank you, Lord. Somebody right around the forehead in the front, and yea, even sometimes in the back, you've experienced heaviness. And the enemy has been talking to you, trying to make you name it. Don't name it. Because as of this night, by his stripes, you healed. You healed. Oh, thank you. And somebody in your right eye, feel it. Your right eye. Yeah. It's kind of like a sty or something causing you, it may kind of irritation in your right eye. And God says he's healing you. Don't name it. Just say, I'm healed by the wound in his side. God, every person who is experiencing any problem, I'm asking you to heal them, touch them. And it must be your will because it jumped in my mind. I'm asking you to cancel debt. Yeah, cancel debt. Somebody's been really worrying you. But I'm going to ask God to cancel that debt. He's able. The three Hebrew boys said, God, I know he's able. If he doesn't do it, I know he's able. And God did it. I'm asking you to touch and cancel that debt in the name of Jesus. All right. I want us to go into, I was speaking to the Holy Ghost. I want us to go into thanking him right now. Amen. This is just thanking every person who will join me and obey me to the letter tonight, to the letter. Yeah. God's going to bless you. Yeah. You're going to receive a blessing from the Lord. Amen. Just begin to thank him right where you are. everybody. Amen. And I'm just I'm gonna leave this thank you to my ambassador, Nick Hendricks. Amen. I want everybody who can be heard, lift your voices and come on. Let's thank you now, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for being a winner.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, 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 thank you Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. And it will meet that noise. Amen. If you press star six, amen. 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 The one who's not doing it, you want to. God bless you. Press star six. Amen. Star and then six. And it will meet that sound. Why don't you try it? It may be your phone. It may be your phone. Amen. Thank you. God bless all of you. I want to open the line up for anybody tonight. Amen. Did you hear that? Let me get my address. Amen. You can reach me, Bernard Johnson, at P.O. Box 26593. P.O. Box 26593. In Overland Park, Kansas. Overland Park, Kansas. Somebody might have a Bluetooth on. Cut it off. Amen. But that's Overland Park, Kansas. And the zip code is 66225. Amen. P.O. Box 26593. Overland Park, Kansas. And the zip code is 66225. Amen. You can reach me there. I don't normally give this number out, but I'm going to give this number out tonight if you want to call me. 912. 406-4845. Amen. Now, again, if somebody has a phone on two phones, that's not the minute. And perhaps you got a speakerphone on. Just go say it. Mm-hmm. All right. God bless all of you tonight. And we appreciate you so very much. I mean, you must have made the devil pretty mad tonight. Pretty mad. Amen. Oh, my God. Well, thank God for this storm. Amen. Anybody have something to say? It's open to you. Let me just work on this for a moment. Please, darling, I want to hear what God has to say. Everybody press your line in star six. Star six. Amen. Star six. Star six. Amen. Star six. Yeah. The very one who's not doing it, that's your line. And that's your line. Press star six. And causing confusion. Yeah, that on the line. Amen. I'm in the line if anybody who has a word for us tonight is open to you. Mm-hmm. Or is there anybody who has a praise report that's open to you? Mm-hmm. Somebody give us a praise report. I know the Lord has blessed you. I know the Lord has hit you. Amen. Check yourself. You might have received a healing. Amen. Give us a praise report. Somebody. If you can't say nothing but God's been good to me, that's a praise report. You can't say nothing but thank God for waking me up this morning. This is a praise report. Somebody on this line, give us a praise report.
God bless you. Dr. Johnson, this is Mother Wilson. And I thank the Lord for living today. I thank him for how he carried me through the day. Without hurt, harm, or danger. And I praise him for that because it could have been another way. I thank him for everything that he's done for me, and I want to continue to thank him. And I thank him for the prayer line, and I thank him for the leaders of the prayer line. And God bless you and continue to keep keeping on.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you for the encouragement. All right. Does anybody have a word you want to give or another praise report? I'll take another praise report.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Keith Johnson. Mm-hmm. We have somebody here that would like to get a praise report. Yes, sir.
God bless you. Amen. Our international chief, Dr. Bernard Johnson, we praise you. We thank you in the name of Jesus.
Bishop Hagin.
Yes, sir.
God. Good to hear your voice, Bishop.
We're just so grateful to be here in the land of the living. I'm grateful to the Lord. The Lord bless me, praise God, to be able to speak, be able to testify the goodness of the Lord. And I appreciate you, Dr. Johnson, for you coming down, praise God, all the way down to Georgia, praise God, get a chance to see me and pray for me and pray with me in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I just appreciate the Lord taking me through the surgery, praise God. I told somebody on the other week, feel like I never even happened to me. I feel like I ain't never been cut on. I feel so normal in the name of Jesus. God is good all the time in the name of Jesus. And I appreciate you. And I appreciate you, the hard work and all, praise God, the family, praise God, all the staff, each and every one, praise God, even all the ambassadors, everyone in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm just grateful to the Lord just to be alive in Jesus' name, to be able to give God the praise, because so many went through what I went through with, praise God, they didn't come out all right, praise God. But I thank God the Lord brought me out all right in Jesus' name. And I give him the praise and the glory and honor, all go to him in Jesus' name. I want to give that praise report, and I thank God for his grace and his mercy. Once again, I appreciate you, praise God, International Ambassador, praise God, Dr. Renard Johnson, praise God, all the ambassadors. Thank God my wife, she's on the side, and just different ones, and I just appreciate you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Bishop. My God, that's a wonderful praise report. And I'm not going to do it yet, but I'm going to give you a little while longer. I was going to do the Holy Ghost rehab tonight, but I'm going to give you a little longer before I play that. I know you will start. I know you will start shouting. I'm gonna wait a little while. Wait just a little while longer, Bishop. Take it slow.
A little while longer.
Yeah. I'm not going to play that Holy Ghost. If I play that Holy Ghost rehab, you'll get up and start shouting. I'm not going to do it. I want you to. I want you to. Just take it slow, Bishop. Take it slow.
Yeah, sir. You're right. Yeah, sir.
God bless you. Take it slow. Just let the Lord bless you real good. Take it slow and easy. Amen. A lot of people don't. Yeah. Just take it slow and easy. We still. Amen. The Lord's healing. Amen. So, Lord bless you, my God.
Thank you, sir.
That's enough to make us all happy. I'm going to close with that tonight now. Unless Ambassador Elect Prophet Baker, are you there? If you want to say something, please give it to us. All right. The Lord bless all of you and keep you. We've had a great off the chain night. Amen. I felt the Holy Ghost so strongly on this line. Does anybody else want to have something to say? It's open to you. Amen. All right. God bless you. May y'all have a wonderful night. And we'll come back with the Holy Ghost we have. Maybe tomorrow night. I know by Monday for sure. But God bless all of y'all here. Have a wonderful. Well, let me see what the Lord wants to say. Bishop, are you still there?
In the name of Jesus. Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I just want you, amen, to pat your feet upon the fist. Get ready to pat your feet. Give me a moment, child.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, get ready to pat your feet.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody still. Amen. Yeah. Just pat your feet. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Oh, Lord, I just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Lord, I just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh.
Yeah.
Lord. I just
I got something for you. I want to tell you it's going to be all right.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to go under. Let me just take back what I said. I'm going to ask you a minute now to do the Holy Ghost you have, but I don't want you up shop.
Pat your foot with me. Yes, sir.
Just pat your foot with you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.